There's a Yerushalmi that says a fascinating ma'aseh. The Yerushalmi says the Reb Chiya went to a certain city and he saw someone that was ripping out grass from the ground on Shabbos. He was being mechal Shabbos, so it says the next day Reb Chiya went and he wrote on a piece of paper mechal aleihem esumas, and he gave it to this guy to tell him that he was mechal Shabbos. Now the obvious question is that why did Reb Chiya write to the next day and then write down on paper mechal aleihem esumas? Why didn't he just tell mechal ma'aseh mechal aleihem esumas? What's the pshat? Why he had to wait till Machar? And there's a beautiful hezra that the Gras says, Al Pi Argama over here. I think it's Batan Mashem the Meral Diskin as well. That the Gemara brings down that the Reb Chiya told Reb Shimon, the son of Rabbi Elmeli, Atalevi, if you were a Levi, Pasal Tamina Duchen, you would not be able to Duchen Mishim Davi Kailach, because your voice is not as thick, you don't have a nice voice, and you would not be able to sing. So also Amr Le Lavoy, he went and he told his father, he told Rabbi what Reb Chiya told him. So Rabbi told him, Amr Le, Zil Emele, go tell Reb Chiya, Shata Megia, Eitzel, V'chikisi La'Hashem, L'nimtzes M'char from Megadif. He told him to go tell Reb Chiya that when you read the Pasuk in Yeshayah that says, V'chikisi La'Hashem, that I will wait and long for Hashem, you're going to have a big problem because you could Chalila be M'char from Megadif. And Rashi explains, because Reb Chiya was not able to say a ches, he would pronounce a ches as a hey. So when the pasuk says v'chikisi l'Hashem, he would end up saying ches v'shalom v'chikisi instead of v'chikisi, and therefore he was not able to say that pasuk. So it's mevor from the Gemara that Reb Chiya was not able to say a ches; he would say a hey instead of a ches. And Melufi that's like the gra. That's pshat in the Yerushalmi. It's beautiful. Reb Chiya saw this person be mechal Shabbos. He wanted to tell mechal ma'aseh mechal aleihem esumas. But if he would have said it on Shabbos, when he would say the word mechal aleihem esumas, it would sound like a hey, and it would have sounded like mechal aleihem esumas. The one who praises Shabbos chalila will be esumas, and he would definitely not get the point across. So he had to wait till the next day and then write it down on a piece of paper, and that way he was able to write down with a ches, and the point would be clear that for chil Shabbos you get misa. That is the vart from the Gral, Piyah Gemara, beautiful hesper. Now the problem is that this Yerushalmi that the Gra supposedly said the pshat in does not seem to exist. There is no Yerushalmi anywhere that brings down the soul ma'aseh of the Reb Chiya and Mechal aleihem esumas. It's not to be found anywhere. And this is not from my bekiyus in the Yerushalmi, but the Chaim Kanievsky was made in the Sefer Pnina Meshulchan Agra in the back. They bring this down in a section called Bir Shmua. And it says that they heard from Chaim Kanievsky that they asked him about this, and he says, "Ein benimtza mar mechazal kazeh." There is no chazal anywhere. Lo b'Yerushalmi, lo b'shum makom acher, not anywhere else. So Reb Chaim, sar hatayr is made that there is no such Yerushalmi. It's not a Yerushalmi. It's not a medrash. It's nowhere. It does not exist anywhere. So it's very difficult to understand this pshat that is miyuchas to the Gra that he said hasber, beautiful hasber in this Yerushalmi, but the Yerushalmi does not seem to exist. It's interesting to note that there's a similar Yerushalmi, this is brought down in the footnote in the above-mentioned Sefer, in Pnina Meshulchan Agra, B'Shem Kama Achrenim, or B'Fem Zalman Margolius, and the Maral Diskin, they go on a different Yerushalmi. It's a Yerushalmi that says that there was a Reb Chiya saw someone being Mechal Yamtiv, and it says, L'macha, the next day, Nafuk Reb Chiya V'Darash, and he darash in Atzeres Tia, he said, Atzeres Tia Lachem, don't read Atzeres Tia Lachem, but read it at Atzeres Techai Lachem, that Atzeres will give you Chias. If you keep Yom Tov, you have Chias, and if not, Chas V'Shalom, you have the opposite. So again, the question is, why did he go and do that L'machar the day after Yom Tov? Why didn't he just say that on Yom Tov? So there must be the same idea, that Reb Chiya cannot say a Chas, it would sound like a Hey, and therefore, if he would say Atzeres Tia Lachem, and he wouldn't be able to say Techai Lachem instead of Tia Lachem, it would sound the same, so he had to wait till the next day. The next day he wrote it down, and he was able to be Masber clearly what he meant. So, this is a similar shot in a similar story in Yerushalmi, but a little bit different. But they point out over there that this Yerushalmi does not exist either, and we don't have this Yerushalmi in our Yerushalmi or anywhere else. So it's very interesting that these two nice pshatim that the Achanim say al piyar gemara in Yerushalmi, but this is an elusive Yerushalmi that does not seem to be found anywhere. Another harya could be mar in this way. There's some taisus over here. Taisus says he has a kasha from the Gemara Metzia where you find the Reb Chiya was yard lefinat teva yidavin for the amid. So how can he daven for the Amid if he's not able to say a hey and a ches? And Taisa says basically that if he wanted to, if he pushed himself, if he tried very hard, he was able to get it out properly. But min hastam, it was difficult, and that's what the Gemara means over here, that it could come to sound like ches v'shalom, like kikisi. But he was able to do it. So if he was able to do it, then l'chai was not necessary for him to wait till tomorrow, the next day, and write it down. He could have done it b'shas ma'isa, and it's if he could get through a whole davening, he can zichar say one word. So that's another ha'ar on this ma'isa, but I'll call upon him. It is a strange thing that you have this Vart in this Yerushalmi, which doesn't seem to exist. If anyone is aware of such a Yerushalmi, or a Medrash, or a Chazal anywhere, I would love to hear.